Welcome back for a great segment here. Rachel, we're excited. We pumped up.
Always.
We've got Jared Flesher, CEO of Bedrock, who has literally been on the job, I think, 6 to 8 months in this role and just making a huge difference in our city. Welcome, Jared. Welcome to the show.
Great to be on, Tony, and great to be on with you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Great. Tell us, right, what's the biggest thing you're working on right now, Jared? Like, you have so many things happening. I know the Ren Center has come up, some changes to some of the buildings you have. We're putting the ball on the tee because you have so much going on. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I would say, Tony, that the biggest thing that I accomplished to date is getting the flagship Gardner White store open on the corner of
Yay, Jared!
Let me tell you something.
We pushed.
Good friend, Tony, actually, you were instrumental. It was, I think the light bulb went off in your head because obviously the Parade and Gardner White are so tied together. Right. And for folks who haven't checked it out, it's a absolutely beautiful store with, you know, the most modern and just, you know, elegant furniture. And it's all laid out so beautifully. It's inspiring. You got to go check it out. But, you know, it actually leads to, you know, a broader point, which is in one of our core focuses has been retail up and down the Woodward corridor. And we haven't had the level of retail on Woodward probably in 70 years that we have now. And you think about, you know, the great cities and you walk down their main streets and you want them full of stores and restaurants. And we have that now on Woodward. We have the Apple store. We have, you know, H&M. We have Timberland. The list goes on and on. We just have Sweetgreen come down here, Chipotle, Cava, you know, all the fast casuals that you see in major cities. We now have them in our city, from apparel at the Nike store. You know, there's just an incredible range of retail down here. Very proud of that, and we're going to keep going. Plus, just amazing, you know, bars and restaurants. For folks who are down here on opening day, bring a knapsack to do some shopping, and bring an appetite to go to all the bars and restaurants. But Tony, the kind of from a new development standpoint, right? You know, retail is about, you know, building up the corridor that's here. From a new development standpoint, really our main focus is on the riverfront. If you think about, you know, kind of the arc of Detroit's redevelopment for the past 10 to 15 years, it's really been on the Woodward corridor, you know, the on the parade route, right? And so, Tony, you've seen it, you know, firsthand, obviously.
Presented by Gardner White.
Presented by Gardner White. Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
So, you know, that's really been the axis of redevelopment for the past you know, decade or so. And it's been transformational, right? You know, Detroit went from, think about when we had the Super Bowl here 15, 20 years ago now, you know, that Woodward corridor was empty, right? We had to paint the windows, the facades to make it look like things were going on in these buildings. You'd look up, they were all empty on the upper floors. And now, you know, it's all full. And that's been, it took Detroit from, you know, again, bankruptcy, you know, 10 years ago to a top 50 place to visit in the world today, according to New York Times, Time Magazine, USA Today, Travel and Leisure, one of the great, you know, comeback stories in American history. And what we want to do now is double down on that and deliver that on the east-west axis of our core here, which is the riverfront. We have this incredible riverfront, international riverfront, the best river walk in the country, but virtually no development, no commerce on the riverfront. Imagine where we would be as a city if we had the Renaissance Center instead of being, you know, an empty icon, and it's probably 90% empty now, okay? If it's brought back to life with housing, an incredible public space, and a reinvigorated hotel, and an observation deck, and bars and restaurants in it, and it's all accessible. Instead of having that rat maze of a podium, you can walk right up to the front door. You know, the site is open. You can, you know, have a great sight line right to the river. And that's just, you know, getting started. Then we have the 30 acres of surface lots next to it that the plan is to turn into the best waterfront entertainment, living, dining district in the country, you know, with major entertainment anchors, hopefully some kind of marina concept or a huge boating culture here, public space, civic space that'll be programmed, you know, for concerts and whatnot and outdoor festivals, apartments, and of course, you know, a big array of bars and restaurants and dining right on our river. Massive. We're talking 30 acres of that. We want to make it the best in the country. Imagine where we'll be as a city, as a state, if instead of the sea of surface parking lots, we have the best waterfront district in the country to grow our economy, attract talent, grow our population, make Detroit, make Michigan the place to be.
Also, Jared, I think when we look at the north-south development, I think that, you know, very clearly that was bedrock reading the show. And what I'm seeing from you is a different bedrock, a much more collaborative one that's probably more transactional with, you know, more institutional money. Tell me, I mean, knowing you, I'm sure it's because we're going to do more faster. But talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's more faster. So, but, you know, we started, 15 years ago, it was pretty difficult to go to a lot of partners and say, hey, you know, jump into these waters with us, right? collectively, we've proven that Detroit is not just a viable investment proposition. It's a top 50 place to visit in the world.
Right.
We have succeeded together in making a market here. And now our goal is we believe we can do more and go further faster if we take advantage of the fact that we've built a functional market and we bring in partners, we bring in institutional capital and leverage that again to do more, go further faster.
Great. Jared, I'll tell you what, it has got to be exciting working day to day with Dan Gilbert, whose vision never stops. And it's all about our city, our neighborhoods, the people. Talk to us about that quickly, if you could.
You know, he's my hero, and I think he's an American hero. I truly believe that. There's two things that I got to say about Dan. Number one is all of this is pure of heart. This is, he, you know, obviously built a successful, you know, mortgage business, Rocket Mortgage, but he's taken all the profits from that, plowing them back into our community. The real estate isn't about making money. It's about making an impact. That's, you know, that's how we were able to, you know, seed this market. And the second thing is there is no end to the greatness of his vision. I said, Dan, let's do a waterfront thing. He said, let's do the best waterfront thing in the world. That is Dan. He wants this city to be the best in the world. He's pure of heart about it. And I think he's an American hero for it.
Well, Jared, thanks so much for coming on. And of course, I'm sure we'll hear more at tonight's State of the City because, you know, the fate of our city is so much a part of Bedrock. So thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Jared.
Appreciate you guys a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.